Pecos Bill. Part 1. Bill and the Coyotes. Pecos Bill was born in the east of the United States in the 1800s. He had a lot of brothers and sisters. Bill was the baby of the family. When Bill was about 2 years old, his mother and father decided to move to the west. They wanted to be pioneers. They liked the adventure of the frontier. One day they put all their possessions in a covered wagon and began their journey. The family crossed forests, mountains, rivers, and plains. They saw many new things. They met friendly Indians. When they arrived in Texas, little Bill fell out of the covered wagon. His brothers and sisters didn't see him fall out. His parents didn't see him fall out. That evening, his parents looked for him. They looked everywhere, but they did not find little Bill. They were very sad, but they continued their journey. Little Bill was all alone in the plains of South Texas. He was an intelligent child. He looked around. He saw mountains, cacti, and other small plants. It was very hot. Then he saw a cave. He went inside the cave and slept. He slept for a long time. In the cave, there was a family of coyotes. There was a mother coyote and 5 small coyotes. The mother coyote liked little Bill. She decided to protect him. Bill liked his new mother and his new brothers and sisters. He played with the little coyotes. The coyote family was kind to him. He copied the coyotes and learned to run and eat. He learned to drink water from the river. At night, Bill howled at the moon with the coyotes. Bill learned to speak the language of the animals. Soon Bill forgot about his human family. He thought he was a coyote. Many years passed, and Bill grew up. One day, when he was about 20 years old, Bill was at the Pecos River with the other coyotes. He drank water with them. A cowboy saw him and asked,
"Why are you drinking water in that way? You aren't a coyote."
Bill looked at the cowboy and said,
"Yes, I am."
"No, you're not a coyote," said the cowboy.
"Of course I'm a coyote. This is my coyote family," said Bill.
"Where's your tail?"
asked the cowboy. Bill looked in the water of the Pecos River to see his reflection. He didn't see his tail. He looked and looked. He turned around and looked again. He was surprised. He didn't have a tail.
"You're right. I'm not a coyote. My name is Bill. I'm a human. This is a big surprise for me,"
he said. The cowboy laughed, and Bill laughed too.
"My name's Tall Tom, and I'm a very tall cowboy. This is the Pecos River, and I will call you Pecos Bill. Come with me, Pecos Bill. You can be a cowboy with me. We can work together at the Longhorn Ranch."
"What's a cowboy?"
asked Pecos Bill.
"A cowboy watches and guards the cattle and horses. He takes cattle from Texas to other places. People from the east buy our cattle. They like good meat. A cowboy is a strong, courageous man."
Pecos Bill wanted to be a cowboy. He said goodbye to the coyotes. He was sad to leave them. They were his friends. Then he said to Tall Tom,
"Let's go to the ranch."
The cowboy gave Pecos Bill some cowboy clothes. Pecos Bill looked at the clothes and laughed. Then he put them on. Tall Tom rode his horse. Pecos Bill walked near him because he didn't have a horse. It was a sunny day. The sky was blue and the sun was hot.